Morning, fellow hams and shortwave listeners. I'm Steve, VK6SJ, and I am your news presenter for this week, 19th of July 2026. This week, we have our regular contributions from Ono and Bob, as well as news from Weissen and Wag, news for the NCRG Hamfest on the 23rd of August, and it wouldn't be the news without Roy's Helpline, and this week's edition of the Helpline is a bumper one, so make sure you stick around. Now, on with the news.
When did you last respond to a VKFF Parks CQ call? Did you wonder what VKFF Parks was all about? You might already be an avid hunter of parks and try to log as many different parks as you can. Do you want to find out more about the WWFF VKFF program? Now you have the opportunity to learn more about the VKFF program at the annual VKFF get-together held in Albury, from Friday, October 30 until Sunday, November 1. Find out how easy it is for you to activate a qualifying park and operate a portable station in near silent RF conditions. At the VKFF get-together in Albury, discover what equipment experienced operators are using and have the opportunity to share information about setting up antennas and the enjoyment you get operating from beautiful outdoor locations. This year's annual VKFF get-together features presentations from Dave G4AKC, who operates pedestrian and bicycle mobile, and also hear how SANS VK9WX activated Willis Island VKFF0574. During the course of the weekend, you'll be able to browse activator exhibits and trade displays. The evening presentation begins with dinner, followed by a presentation by Chris, VK3QB, team leader for the VJ2L Lord Howe Island D expedition. Sunday's VKFF get-together activities start with breakfast, followed by an antenna building workshop. Then choose one of the nearby VKFF parks that you can activate alongside experienced activators and pick up some tips and tricks along the way. On Sunday evening, enjoy dinner while comparing notes after your day's activities. To attend this year's VKFF get-together in Albury, you will need to book early, as places are limited and walk-ups on the day cannot be accepted. For more information and bookings, go to the WWFF Australia website. You will find that at www.ffaustralia.com. That's www.ffaustralia.com. Put it in your diary now for October 30 until November 1 at Albury. This is Peter, VK3, Papa Whiskey Golf. See you there.
NCRG Hamfest 2026 is just over 2 months away, to be held on the 30th of August at 0900 sharp. We still have a few tables left for booking, so if you have gear you want to be rid of, book a table with us. We will be drawing the annual raffle on the day as usual, with prizes including a $2,000 voucher for your choice of amateur outlets including ICOM, Andrews Communications and Comtech Radio. Second prize being an ICOM ID52A digital portable, third prize being an ICOM T10 analog portable, and fourth prize is a $150 voucher donated by Comtech Radio. There will be a number of vendors in attendance including Bushcom, Comtech Radio, Ted Emtron and Geraldton Communications Services, our local ICOM agent. In addition, we'll have some WA clubs in attendance, including So Far Wag, the VK6 Microwave Group, lots of trader tables. We'll also be looking forward to welcoming back our regular table guys, so if you haven't booked a table yet, contact Brad on 0427 401 513. Again, 0427 401 513. After a 2-year break, we're bringing back the homebrew contest. First prize this year will be a TYT TH9800 quad band mobile transceiver that operates on 10, 6, 2 metres and 70 centimetres. We'll also have a newcomers section to be for those licensed for less than 3 years, which will also have a transceiver prize yet to be determined, both donated by Comtech Radio. Rules are simple. If you hand built it, it's eligible. Includes kits, antennas, power supplies, etc. And although judges will look at innovation skill to determine the winner. If what you built is too big to bring in, take photos and write something about it so judges can evaluate it remotely. We will have a cafe selling sausages and roast beef rolls, pies, soft drinks, tea and coffee, all at very reasonable prices. There's a tables and chairs area where you can catch up with friends. One new thing we will have this year is a free table. Only a caveat is that it will only be available after 1200, and on top of lots of stuff we want to get rid of from the NCRG club rooms, anyone else that brought gear to sell that didn't and doesn't want to take it home can also leave it at the free table, but not before 11:45. We will provide updates to the event as we get closer, so stay tuned here on News West. So, grab a few friends. Come to Hamfest 2026 at Cyril Jackson Recreation Centre, opposite Asheville Railway Station on the Midland Line.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I was asked a question on social media. Having answered this question several times before, I admittedly, initially, groaned, then provided the bare bones of a response. A little while later, I recalled that I had provided a detailed response to this same question, as it turns out, 5 years earlier, on a different social media platform. So, I added another response that included the link to that answer. It all still felt very incomplete and inadequate, and I couldn't leave it alone. Which leads me to the anxiety-generating question and my response to it. Here goes. How do you get into amateur radio? Is there like a 101 guide you could link me? This is a question I've been answering for quite some time. Searching for the word start across the titles of my podcasts, there's 17 articles on the topic. So, having searched previously and fruitlessly for something resembling a universal answer, this to disclaim that I didn't look again and perhaps someone else has done something about it, I started a new project. Because of course I did. I named it Getting Started in Amateur Radio and published it on my GitHub repository. The intent of the project is to give the visitor a gentle introduction to the hobby, provide some idea of why you need a license, how it's different from things like Citizens Band, how you'll be starting on a lifelong journey, and introducing the concept that each country is slightly different. Think of it as an on-ramp into the hobby and our community. To deal with those essentially legal differences between countries, I also consulted the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, and created a folder structure of regions and within it a folder for each country that the ITU as a United Nations specialised agency recognises. Before you ask, yes, I'm aware that the UN doesn't recognise some countries that you might. I don't know how the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, our global representative body, deals with that. If you know, get in touch. Since I'm based in Australia, I started with populating the information there. It contains some information about the regulator, representative bodies, call signs, links to more information, and hopefully initial information sufficient to find the community. It's still a work in progress, but it gives a good idea of the intent. Now comes the hard part. You. My log processing tool, Allstats, tells me that there are 209 different countries in my logs that represent you listening, reading, and sharing my articles. So I dare say that between all of us, there's enough to cover pretty much all of the globe, and with it, personal knowledge on how to become an amateur in your country. So, as one amateur to another, let's get on air and make some noise. Let's try and document what's needed to become an amateur in your country. Please supply issue tickets, patches, emails, whatever you like to get the information pertinent to your experience into one central place. So next time someone asks any of us, how do you get into amateur radio, there's a place we can share that you contributed to and that contains the information pertinent to anyone who'd like to play. Look forward to hearing from you. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
G'day from WA. RG. This is WAG News for Sunday the 19th of July. The next WAG Tech Day will be on the 2nd of August. a Sunday morning, at Hem Heaven with the NCRG. If you are interested in learning about repeaters, we're looking forward to seeing you there. This activity day will begin around 9:30 a.m. as NewsWest is going to air. I'm sure we will have it on in the background. The next meeting of WAG is the following day, Monday the 3rd, as usual, at the First Pelican Point Scout Hall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Doors will open around 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tea, coffee and refreshments are available, and there is always plenty of time both before and after the meeting to chat with your favourite hams in attendance. A reminder about the WAG Technical and General Net having it run every Sunday morning after the callbacks at 10:30 on Perth Repeater VK6RLM and All Star Hubs. And if you are listening to this in the evening or some other time, then you've missed it. It will be next week. 7-3s from VK6 Radio Radio Golf. Hope to see you on the Tech Net soon.
The July edition of QTC magazine was published last weekend, so if you haven't seen it yet, it's still there to read on screen or to download on the RASA website, along with every QTC edition since its inception. In this July edition, there are all the usual pages such as Dits and Dars, News from New Zealand, DX Happenings, contests and promos for the resources that RASA provides free to you, amateurs of Australia. In fact, amateurs of the world, we get people downloading from all over. I reported last week that RASA wrote to the ACMA asking for clarity on the use of the AX prefix. I'll keep you posted on their response when it's received. There's an item about the demise of the old Register of Radio Licences, and there was a bit of concern about that, and a bit of the history about how amateurs have used it over the years. Paul, the RASA president, wrote a very good article on accountability in amateur radio organisations. It's a good read. Have a look. RASA gives away space in QTC magazine to promote amateur activities free of charge. Just ask us and provide the copy and the artwork. This month we're promoting the VKFF get-together in Albury and the NCRG Hamfest and Raffle. You can send your club's promos to QTC via email, and the email address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. We hope you enjoy reading QTC this month, and we welcome contributions and photos. All contributions for QTC can be sent via email. And again, that's info@vkradioamateurs.org. And RASA's website is vkradioamateurs.org. And speaking of NCRG's Hamfest, I'll be there representing RASA and to talk with you about what RASA is up to and what we stand for. I'm looking forward to catching up with you and having a bit of a yarn. In other news, the VK6 Free DV net is still operating on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on 40 metres. Last Tuesday, we were joined by Al, VK2 Alpha X-Ray Tango. Al is in Dubbo. It's been a while since we had an Eastern States contact on 40 metres, and so it was good to hear Al. You're welcome to join the Free DV net at any time. Free DV is now quite a polished product and is very easy to install, and it virtually configures and adjusts itself. Free DV is free to download, install and use. Have a look at freedv.org and have a go and work HF with no QRN. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
When you're new in the hobby of amateur radio, and when it comes to the question of how much money should a newcomer to the hobby spend setting themselves up, is it good advice to say, go for broke? The little phrase, go for broke, can mean more than one thing depending on context. One obvious meaning is about how much money one should spend on amateur radio. I've been asked from time to time how much the hobby will cost, and the correct answer, I believe, is how much are you prepared to spend? In terms of a bottom line, the largest amount of money you can spend on amateur radio is equal to the largest amount of money that you're prepared to spend. Now, you've seen the photos on Facebook and websites and in magazines where you see a photo of somebody's shack and it's got about 40 different boxes on shelves with knobs and dials and you can't distinguish one thing from another. There's so many bits of equipment in there. There's usually at least one computer monitor these days. There's several and on it goes. So what you're really seeing there in photos like that is someone's collection of radio equipment that also doubles as a shack. I mean, nobody can use five HF rigs at the same time, but they're a bit of a collector, they're interested, so that's what they do. But the reality is that most of us will equip our shacks with two, maybe three radios and a couple of pieces of ancillary equipment, such as tuners for the antennas. Another meaning of the phrase go for broke refers to how you engage yourself with the activity in this case being amateur radio. Going for broke in this context means that you throw yourself headlong into the hobby and do everything you possibly can to get involved. It's a great time when you're new to a hobby. It's a time when you sample many aspects of the hobby and develop relationships with others in the hobby. Sometime later, this frenzy of activity will abate somewhat, and you might start thinking that you've lost it, that the hobby's become boring and so forth. Don't let this time unsettle you. You've finished the honeymoon, and hopefully you've settled into a balanced diet of work, family, and hobby. This is a time when you consolidate your interest in the hobby and find yourself settling into a long-term interest in amateur radio. So, go for broke. I'm Bob VK6POP.
A word from Wyson WA. Well, last weekend was great, and there were some fresh faces on the island for our POTR exercise. This time around, we had four setups instead of three, and I think we may have had around 14 or 15 hams come through. On Wednesday night, our state coordinator stated that due to forthcoming surgery, he will be out of action for some time in recovery. Is there anyone who has previously served in Wyson who would be willing to fulfill the role for Bob during his convalescence? Or is there someone who is willing to take a crash course from Bob on the duties? Please get in contact. We definitely wish Bob VK6KW all the best with his op and the time to recover. The next meeting of Wyson is the AGM and is scheduled for the third Monday in August, which will be Monday the 17th of August. Stick that date in your diary. Please give serious consideration to stepping up to give Wyson Western Australia some new energy and new ideas with your presence in our committee. The AGM will take place at First Midland Scout Hall, 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, and doors will open around 7pm for a 7:30pm start. We will also have a Jitsi link for online attendance. Voting requires a $25 membership. Sign up is available on our website at wysonwar.org, that's Whiskey India Charlie Echo November Whiskey Alpha, dot Oscar Romeo Golf. It took Wyson a long time to dip into La Lull, and we have been working towards rebuilding a newer, leaner, differently focused crew in the wake of the passing a couple of years ago of longtime coordinator Jim Preston, VK6JP, Silent Key. Wyson in Western Australia began in the 1950s and has, in many different ways, provided service to the WA community over the years. Our last service activity was the Dementia Australia Memory Walk and Jog just last month, and we thank all who participated. Our next on-air net is this coming Wednesday, as it is every Wednesday, starting at 8pm local, 20 hours hotel, simulcast on 80 metres, 3.600 plus or minus QRM, and on the VK6 All-Star Hubs out of Northam, and here in Perth on VK6 RLM, that's 146.750. Come up and say hello. For now, 73s from Wyson, VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
This is VK6 ARN, and you're listening to News West.
The Northern Corridor Radio Group gathers for a chat, cooked breakfast and work on current projects every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. The club is on Nangara Road at Whiteman Park on the first right turn after the Tonkin Highway entrance when travelling east towards Allenbrook. The club has an excellent station with multiple operating rooms, an EME station, a remote station for all members to use, club repeaters on 2 metres, 70 cms and 23 centimetres, and a bunch of other activities for members of all interests.
This is Peter, VK3YE, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's Help Lover, I've named the Phoenix. It's risen from the ashes, I've got a lot to get through, so I won't dilly-dally. This week, for the 19th of July, we have still looking for a 940 Barrett HF transceiver man-pack battery box and antenna. Phone Kim 0414-328-225. Also have for sale the following: a Fox Tango 707 HF transceiver, a Fox Charlie 707 antenna coupling unit, and a Fox Papa 707 power supply unit. All manuals are with the equipment, and all items for $600 for the lot. Please contact Gerard, VK6 Quebec Mike, on his email 1VictorKilo6QuebecMike@gmail.com. That's 1VictorKilo6QuebecMike@gmail.com. And Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India, he still has a DX300 communication receiver, AC-DC. All prices I'll be giving in dollars on all nearest offer. He wants 25 for that one. Motorola GM300 VHF UHF 40-watt mobile transceiver also available. That's 146 to 174, 449, 470 megahertz, 55. They have a standard VHF 70-centimeter handheld transceiver. Charging base missing, 25. And is a Philips FM92 mobile transceiver, 25-watt output, reprogrammed for local VA frequencies, $10. And we have a Datong model FL1 frequency agile audio filter, 25. There's an EA capacitance meter, free. An EA, that's Electronics Australia, of course, frequency period counter, Dick Smith kit, 10. And there's a Leader Tango Romeo dip meter model LMD815, 20. And there's a Tech model Tango Echo 20 Delta signal generator, 50. There's a Uniden Bearcat scanner, UBC200XLT, 25. There's a Power Plus switch mode power supply unit, Mike Papa 3476, 240 volt primary. Secondary is 12 volts at 6 amp, $10 for that. And there's a Hanson model FS5 HF SWR power meter, 100 watts, switchable, 50 and 75 ohm, $10. There's a Roland Edirol Alpha Uniform 25EX 2x2 USB audio MIDI interface, price 25. There's an MFJ RF noise bridge, model MFJ 202, complete with manual, $50. There's a ZLP Electronics Data Link solid state interface with integrated sound card and cables, suit an ICOM 7300, ICOM 718, or IC 725, $100. There's a Yangfeng digital clamp meter, it's an electrical clamp meter, a Yankee Fox 8020, $40 or nearest offer. There's a Stenel two-pole step-type voltage tester, complete with manual, 6 volts to 660 volts, $15. There's the Yaesu Fox Tango 290 Romeo 2-meter transceiver, serial number given, working perfectly, 20. There's a Homebrew RTT Amtor interface built with a built-in power supply, heaps of switches and indicators, LEDs, potentiometers, ICs, components, etc., $10. Contact Tony for any of those items on his landline, 089-528-6735. Again, 089-528-6735, or mobile 0472-608-523. The email is targetindia at dozzybroadband.com. That's Targent Tango Alpha Romeo Golf and Echo November Tango India at aussiemail.com.au. And thank you, Tony. And the next one I have from Graham, VK6 Rotten Oranges. He's changed his call sign to VK6A Ajax, probably to clean up his rotten oranges with. The call sign is VK6 Alpha Juliet Alpha X-ray now. And he has the following. If you are a historian and maybe interested in old call books, magazines, catalogues, Graham has got heaps of them there. Give him a call. He's looking for offers on any of these items. Listed below, call books found in the cupboard, NZART, call book 95, 96, 97, 97, 98, and all the Z or call signs. There's also a Kilo Whiskey 107 Supermatch UK instruction manual, including circuit, etc., photocopies, AM radio outlet, HRO USA, comms equipment catalogue, a Butternut Electronics Hotel Foxtrot 6 Victor antenna original instruction manual, and there's an RCI 295 technical manual, a Yaesu Fox Victor 107 original instruction manual, including circuit, a Yaesu Fox Tango 747 Golf X-ray. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 747 Golf X-ray original operating manual, and there's a Yaesu Fox Alpha Sierra 1-4 Romeo remote antenna selector instruction suit FC101 tuner. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 767 Golf X-ray technical supplement of FT767. There's also Waters and Sand and original catalogue 1998 to 1999, a Cushcraft antenna USA catalogue, Waters and Sand and UK original copy catalogue. And there's a Dick Smith original catalogue, 1984, 1985. Too many to talk about. The Buyer Guide to an Amateur Radio Book by Angus and Mackenzie. G3 Oscar Sierra, published 1986. And lots of information from RSGB, UK, technical tests, etc. Thick and heavy. Probably a bit like me, thick and heavy. Thanks to Graham, VK6RO. Keep it clean, guys. His call sign is now VK6 Alpha Juliet Alpha X-ray. And he says, real amateurs have RF burns. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. That's all. Shut up, Roy. This is VK6 X-ray Victor. That's all I have for you today, 7-3. And if you missed anything and want a list, send me an email, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. That's it this week. If you have anything for next week, please, same deal, send me an email and I'll deal with it as it comes in. Thank you once again, 7-3.
Well, that brings this week's broadcast to an end. Thank you to presenters, contributors, broadcasters, and especially all you listeners. We're always looking for material for the broadcast, so please feel free to send in your club news or any article of interest in either voice or text. Now please stand by for the callbacks, or if your broadcast doesn't have a callback, put out a call yourself and create your own callback and send us the details. 73s, this is Steve, VK6SJ at VK6ARN News West.